Tanya Currie, a very good morning. How are you?
Yes, I'm here.
I thought we were doing one of these funny line things. So how are you? How are you managing? Where are you? Are you in quarantine? Are you working from home?
I am. I'm in self-isolation. I have been for, this will be day four.
Wow.
My mom has lupus. It is an autoimmune disorder, and so do I.
Right.
Luckily for me, I'm in the remotest part of KZN. So when I say isolation, I've got the best view in the world.
Oh, you see, that's the way to do
it. So it's not
isolation.
Really isolation.
Yeah. Is your
I'm
mom,
not feeling the pain.
Is your mom with you?
Yes, mom's with me. Mom's
oh,
with
so that's
me.
Fantastic.
So we're both, we're both in quarantine, and there's enough disinfectant to point a stick at. And that's the sunlight soap disinfectant for those of you that are out there that have stockpiled. Okay. What a week.
What?
Right?
I don't even know where to start. I don't even know how you do your job this week. So just tell us what's going on.
Well, I mean, the whole report is about coronavirus, so we might as well use the word. It's out there. Okay.
Right.
Have you seen the horror movie Contagion?
No, everyone's telling me about it. I'm too scared to see it.
Watch it. Watch it, because you will literally think you're watching a news broadcast in the world today. It is crazy, the similarities. But you wouldn't be alone if you thought you woke up this week in a horror movie, because the zombie apocalypse appears to be upon us.
Yeah.
President Ramaphosa, though, has knocked it out the park.
He's been fantastic. Absolutely.
I am so proud to be South African when it comes to the presidential team. So he's been on TV every day, sometimes more than once a day, with strong messaging, decisive action. He didn't pull punches. It was not a case of talk and no walk, because the teams under them started implementing. We've started to see the testing points come up. We've had a lot of action.
Mm.
Even Malema's swipe at the private hospitals didn't face the president. Did you see how he laughed at that?
I loved that. That's actually one of my favorite things of the
whole
week. Because
too.
He was so human when the president gets the giggles.
He got the giggles. God bless him.
Yeah,
oh man, my heart. I loved it. I loved every second. And I got quite choked up, I must say. It was outstanding though to hear the honesty from our government, Howard.
Yeah,
like they didn't say Trump. I'm going to put a war against the foreign virus.
Yeah, and it's going to be great. No, what I liked, and I have to say that we've been working here very closely with Dr. Anton Marburg, who's very much involved in this sort of thing. And he's been telling us, even before government, is that, we all make this assumption that, South Africa, we won't get it together. I mean, I made that assumption. Mm-hmm. And he said the systems that we've had in place and the way that the strategic way that this has been tackled has been tremendous, even before these announcements. And now we're seeing it follow through. And I believe that although we are going to go through, and I'm convinced of it, the next 10 days are going to be scary as we see those numbers, local transmission starting to really impact, maybe doubling. Yes. We will get this, because we will get this right, because we've started early. We've got a government that is understanding it. They are engaged in it. We're not doing, if you look at the UK and the US, there's this denial. Isn't real.
Words, look at the UK.
It's a disaster.
I mean, the nation of the UK is screaming for lockdown. I was watching that broadcast last night with Boris Johnson. Isn't he an idiot? He's an absolute bumbling idiot.
So I tell you, I never thought so until this. Until I was... And now I think he's handled this appallingly. And as you say, people in the UK are absolutely appalled and devastated by how this is being handled.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, our government, we have seen the following action in less than 48 hours. International travel has been banned. Visas restricted. Price ceilings have been placed on critical goods.
Yeah.
You can't capitalize on toilet paper, guys. Not allowed.
Good.
Drinking hours have been given. Because why, when you're drunk, you forget about your inhibitions and you run out on the street and meet people? Weddings and funerals.
So there's the answer, Zanati.
Gatherings of more than 100 people.
Yeah.
What?
Now, Zanati, I've been debating that. What's with this alcohol thing? But I guess you're right. That's just the most obvious answer, is that you can't let people do stupid things when they're drunk.
I guess we do stupid things. I'm surprised they haven't issued a warning to people who smoke weed. Because that also, roll your own, guys.
Yeah.
That should be a message. comments from government, especially as it's legal here. More than 100 people gathering at any one time is prohibited. And for those of us who thought it was a drill, Becky Cele came out and said, "Hi, don't even try to cross this line."
He was funny. He was funny. And just to tell you from a...
Kudos to the ANC.
From a Jewish point of view, the chief rabbi came out and it was a terribly difficult and sad announcement to say all shuls, all synagogues are closed.
Same thing. Except Moira.
Yes, now what is happening with that?
Okay, so 300,000 people are going to go and let God take care of them.
No, please don't.
Like, they are fighting with the government like you can't believe. Even President Ramaphosa said yesterday, this has taken much longer than it should have. And it's been, Moira's not on. And then 2-3 hours later, Moira's back on. Are you, like, people, please.
Yeah,
God doesn't want you to walk into a place with an epidemic, a pandemic.
Human life is the most important.
I can't with Moira.
Well,
I think people should be arrested because, I mean, it's criminal because you're putting the rest of us in danger.
But you are because those 300,000 people,
imagine.
Then you come back into normal society.
It's done then, guys.
It's absolutely terrible.
I mean, you add a zero for every person that's infected. So roughly. So you're looking at, this is the official number. So that's 300,000 equates to 3 million.
Yeah, I know. No, it's not going to work.
What is wrong with these guys, man? Anyway, like you were saying, Howard, I'm so proud of our presidency and their teams, but I'm so disappointed in South Africans. You know, we saw stockpiling 3-4 trolleys at a time, packed to the ceiling, while fellow countrymen are standing next to people with a loaf of bread. It's in the middle of the month. People can't afford to even get to work, let alone to stockpile. And if you're pulling 3-4 trolleys at a time through the tills, can you give one trolley to your fellow countryman?
It made me so angry.
What is wrong with you, South Africa? Where's Ubuntu here?
And not only that.
Sorry, a little bit.
Yeah, but it's very frustrating and very unnecessary. And what are you stockpiling fresh vegetables for? How long do you think that's going to last, you idiot?
I mean, honestly, Howard. I mean, really. Let's look at the stats because I suppose that's why I'm here. 5.3 million engagements in a week in South Africa. We are, no wonder you can see nothing else on your timeline, guys.
Well, it's interesting. My wife said to me last night, you know, your whole show is Corona. Is there nothing else to talk about? I said, no. Honestly, there isn't.
No, there isn't.
We've had to accept.
There really isn't. There are no other stories. And even if there are other stories, no one cares. Nobody cares about other stories.
Nobody cares. It's like, you know, people said if the aliens finally land on Earth and they want to attack us, we'd all come together. It's a bit like that.
Yeah.
Nobody anywhere in the world has anything else to report on.
No.
Anywhere.
So it's how many? Not just 5 million?
5.3 million, 5.3 million engagements, over 870,000 unique posts in 1 week. It's enormous, close to Oscar Pistorius at its peak. I'll tell you an interesting stat, though. Microsoft Teams hit 32 million at-home users yesterday. 32 million. We worked it out. We can do this stuff from home. We don't have to have the same walls. Yeah. And I think, you know, from a South African perspective, our entrepreneurial spirit is so big. This is actually a time for online to shine. Businesses should be moving to the online space. Everybody, I mean, even your good selves, you can do it from home.
Absolutely.
If you have to.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's where we are right now. We're scrambling. To work out how to move our business into digital. Never has there been a bigger time in our country where the internet is critical. And I really hope the networks and Eskom are going to play along.
Yeah, that is a concern. I know that it's a concern for many people, not because there's two aspects. One is data, and of course the internet, and the other is power. Do we need backup power? What I keep thinking is that the demand should be less over this period.
Because Eskom kept the lights on this week, didn't they?
Yeah. So that,
for the most part, anyway.
So that is interesting.
We've seen some interesting things in the media, Howard. Obvious industries are struggling, like airlines, transport, mining, but particularly some big chains, Pick and Pay, ShopRite, Spa, have all come up with attempts to help the nation, which is beautiful to see. Restaurants, spas, and shebeens have been in chaos because of that legislation.
Right.
But there was yesterday there was clarity about it, that you are not allowed to drink past six in a public space, right. Basically, right. Full stop. The Dion and Wyatt shut its doors. BMW shut its Roslyn plant. And Virgin Active, mm-hmm. Oh my word. Like really, guys, they took an obvious hammering in social media, and rightly so. Specifically as they now have a COVID-19 case. Two, I think. Is it two?
Yeah. So, yes, there were two, because one was at the Melrose Arch Gym, where I go. I wasn't there on the day, apparently, that person was, it was last Friday, Friday the 13th. I did not go to gym. I told my personal trainer I had an important meeting. I didn't really, but it showed you not going to gym might have saved my life, actually, which is an interesting way of putting it.
I like that one. Workout from home is the other option, though, Howard. But yeah. I heard that you're not picking a running song just yet.
Not yet. You know, my running on the spot is not so good. But yeah, there was another, and now in fact, I've just received a memo from Virgin Active. Talking about what they're doing, and they're saying we've got your back, giving you more space, limiting the amount of people. Just shut your doors, for goodness sake, you know.
Shut it, turn to online. You can do the same classes online. Just reinvent the way you do exercise. It's so simple, Virgin Active. Reinvent yourself quickly.
Yeah,
quickly. Microsoft Teams is your friend.
Absolutely. You can do Zoom on Zoom or something.
Zoom on Zoom. And you make a good point, Howard. My preferred platform is Zoom, and there's many out there, and a majority of them are free. Look, Skype is a bit, it's a bit 87, but it still works. I see they've got conference facilities as well now, so yes. Well done, Skype. But then there's all sorts, Slack, Zoom, Microsoft Teams, all these are free services to a certain degree.
We tested it.
And they work brilliantly. Yeah.
So what we did on Tuesday, I think it was, we work in this company towards moving people to working from home, is we called for a team meeting of more than 100 people. And 100 people got onto Teams at the same time, and we all had had a call, and it worked brilliantly. 100 people.
Works brilliantly.
Yeah.
Look, I have got a funny story to tell you about Teams. Apparently some of the schools, the teachers are giving Teams lessons, right? You know that, right? So, in one particular school, it's a Greek school. So you can imagine how it's very, very strict. Very emotional, like us Mediterranean people are in general. So the teacher has a class of 8-year-olds, right, or 9-year-olds. And, of course, it goes onto Teams, and then the one is waving at the other one and saying, "Hi, Andrew, how you doing?" So chaos ensued on the first day because they're all excited to see each other online. So no trouble to the teacher. She hit the mute button, and she just carried on teaching.
Wow.
That's so funny. Absolutely wonderful.
I love that story. Turns out they've all calmed down and they're actually learning now. So it was just the excitement of the start. But certainly everything changed overnight. I mean, we've also seen Capitec lose 56 billion in a single day.
That's crazy.
And the repo rate was cut. We saw the repo rate was cut. And the rand is sitting at 17.5 to the dollar yesterday. I don't want to look.
I've stopped looking. My view is that it's...
I was crying at 14.
Yeah.
It's 17.5.
Yeah.
The impact on my business is enormous.
No, so I'm just completely ignoring it for now because I think we have to. These are not normal times. You know, in 3 weeks' time, we'll have a look again and let these things settle. But right now, it's just complete chaos.
No, it's just chaos. It's just chaos. And it's very, very quiet. It's surreal, actually. It's quiet in the workspace. It's quiet on the streets. Social distancing is definitely real. It's a word on everybody's lips. And self-isolation is another word. And lockdown South Africa, which is trending today. We've learned so much. We've learned about test point.
Has Trump made it onto the trends list?
Trump?
Yes, about what he's been saying about the coronavirus.
Oh.
Yes, about it being a foreign virus. Absolutely. I mean, what is it with that guy? And then he said many people died. They may have died before, but they died a lot. They're going to die a lot more. Like, what was that? Many, many people
No,
die.
Like, people who have never died before are dying, he said.
Never, people that have never died before are going to die. Like, what does that mean, Trump?
No,
What does it mean?
This is not,
I mean, and also, like, when they asked him about the xenophobia with this Chinese virus and foreign virus story, he went, no, it's not xenophobic at all. It's the truth. It came from China. Full stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, guys. It's, anyway, he apparently has bought a whole bunch of, what is essentially plasmaquin, which is, quinine, which is what you find in gin and tonic, just for those out there who didn't, who are going to be drinking before six.
I said to you, I've been saying to Zanati, we need to get back to gin and tonics. That's what we need.
Can I tell you what my mom said?
But only before it's been between 9 and 6
No, on a serious note, my mom's been telling me to have a shot of gin. Like,
really? No, but it's the tonic actually, Zanati, that you need, not
it's
the gin.
Actually, the tonic, sadly. He's a nutty, not the gin.
Okay, I'm going to tell her to add tonic.
Yeah.
Another thing that is very, very concerning for me is fake news is spreading like wildfire. I've seen all sorts of rubbish, but it's such rubbish, guys, that you can tell it's rubbish. It's just rubbish. So Facebook have now put up this algorithm which scares the living daylights out of me that now stops any post that you put up about COVID-19 or the words coronavirus and checks it first. So it's a computer check-in and the computer decides whether it can be posted or not. And this leads us into the government also banning fake news on social media and issuing jail time restrictions on if you post something that's fake. My concern is not about fake news. My concern is about being choked. I don't like being choked. We've had fake news. We know there's fake news. There's no need to choke us. Fake news gets called out by its own community. That is how it works.
It is true.
Choking up is not making me feel comfortable.
I think you are 100% right, and I think it's a very valid concern. We do need to leave it here, Tanya Khoury. We didn't even stop for ads.
Can I give you a quick thing to cheer you up?
Yes, please.
Nando's threw shade this week. The advert turns out finger licking isn't good. Reach for the soap was a killer.
There's no comeback from that.
No, there's no comeback. They won the internet with that, as Nando's does.
That's it. It was done.
Absolutely.
They have a lovely weekend, guys. Stay safe and stay home.